Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is a very important, a very special broadcast for me because this is the last Relevant Tones show that will be broadcast only in Chicago. About a year and a half ago, WFMT took the great step of putting Relevant Tones on the air. And you know, if you listen to a lot of classical music radio, as I do and have done all my life, you know that contemporary music doesn't necessarily, in fact, doesn't really have a place on most classical music stations. So what a wonderful thing that WFMT did to really believe in contemporary music and put Relevant Tones on the air a year and a half ago. In fact, the response has been so great that WFMT is taking the next, I guess, logical step, and we're syndicating the show through the WFMT network. And we have been absolutely floored, really honored and humbled by the response. In fact, this morning I was talking to one of our syndication people, and she told me that we've been picked up by 170 stations. And we're talking about all of New Zealand, parts of British Columbia, markets in Alaska, Atlanta, Oklahoma City, Houston. I mean, it's just been incredible how many stations have picked up Relevant Tones. So starting in January, we're going to be on 170 stations. We'll still be aired here, of course, in Chicago on Saturdays at 5. So you don't have to worry about that. But we have this tremendous opportunity to share contemporary music with classical music lovers around the country and around the world. Well, what we thought we'd do with this, our last Chicago-only broadcast, was feature what we're calling the future of Chicago music. So I approached composition professors at four of the major colleges here, Northwestern, DePaul, the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University, and Columbia College. And I said, we want to hear from your students, your talented students, grad students, doctoral students, you name it. And they sent me scores, and we narrowed it down to the ones that we're going to hear today. And I'm also in a very unique position, I think. Not only am I the host of Relevant Tones, but I also spread contemporary music to the world through Access Contemporary Music, an organization I founded about 10 years ago. And ACM has a very good resident ensemble called Palomar. And so what we told these students is not only will we broadcast your music, but we're actually going to perform it and record it through ACM. So I just want to be clear that this is not found audio. What we're going to hear was actually recorded in the last couple of weeks by the Palomar Ensemble. Let's have a piece by Edward F. Davis, who is a student at Roosevelt University studying with Stacey Garup. He wrote a wonderful trio called Star Stuff. I asked each of the students to send me something that I could read on air about the piece, and this is what Edward sent me. The word Star Stuff, popularized by Carl Sagan in the 1980s, refers to essential elements such as carbon that are the chemical basis not just for life as we know it, but also for stars, suns, and the atmospheres of most planets. I chose this title for my piano trio because my primary goal in composing the piece was to musically depict both stasis and motion. The piece begins with stasis, or as I imagine it, the vast dark emptiness of space, with nebulous tone clusters in the piano and sparse flourishes in the violin and cello. Gradually, the music builds in momentum to a triple forte climax, representing the bustling energy of life on Earth, before dying away and returning to the atmospheric music of the beginning, representing once again the vastness of space and the stars from which we are all crafted. Let's have a listen. This is the Palomar Ensemble, Madeline Capistran, violin, Allison Berger, cello, and Michael Miller, piano, performing Star Stuff by Edward F. Davis. Thank you. Music by Edward F. Davis, a piece called Star Stuff, performed by the Palomar Ensemble. We heard Madeline Capistran, violin, Allison Berger, cello, and Michael Miller on piano. I'm featuring music of Chicago area students, composition students, the future of Chicago music, so to speak. Let's turn from an ensemble piece to a solo piece. This is by Max Pankow, who is a student at DePaul University in their composition program. It's called Spider Pieces, and it's in three movements. About the piece, Max says, I was assigned to write these violin pieces by my teacher at the time, Sung Ah Oh, as a way of having something to take my mind off another very complex piece that I was working on. The first piece is a sort of response to Bach's violin gigues relayed in my own musical language. The second piece has a through-composed form and makes use of different layers of sound presented in developing permutations. The third has a similar form to the second, but uses an even more varied sound palette like percussive extended techniques. The spider theme to the three pieces was suggested to me by a friend after I showed her a YouTube video about spiders. He doesn't say anything about the specific spiders that he was inspired by, but on the score, on the first page, there is a picture of all three, and a more intimidating frontispiece to a score I don't think I've ever seen. So I want to read about the spiders that he was inspired by. The first is Sicarius terosus, more commonly known as the six-eyed sand spider or assassin spider. It's found in deserts in southern Africa. Its venom is considered highly dangerous, but usually not deadly. And it is a scary-looking spider. The second is the Argiopa orancha. It's found through the warmer regions of the Americas, known as the black and yellow garden spider, and although it's very big and intimidating looking, which it is considered harmless to humans. The third spider is called the Desiidae, which I had never heard of before. It has numerous varieties being spread throughout Africa and the Middle East, often referred to as the camel spider or the wind scorpion, and this is a pretty scary fact. Remarkably fast on land, known to reach speeds of up to 10 miles per hour. Looking at it, it is a scary-looking little bugger, and knowing that it goes that fast, well, that's just freaky. Let's have a listen to the three movements of Spider Pieces by Max Pankow, a student at DePaul University. This is Madeline Capistran performing solo violin.
Thank you.
Music inspired by Spiders by Bach Gigs. Music by Max Pankow for solo violin. We heard Madeline Capistran performing. Max is a student at DePaul University. Today is the future of Chicago music, as we're thinking of it, on this, our last Chicago-only broadcast for Relevant Tones. We thought we'd feature young composers here in the Chicago area that are going to go on and do great things. The next student I want to feature is Chase Wall. He's a student at Columbia College, composition department there. Again, I did ask all of the students to write something for me to read about their pieces on air, and this is what Chase said. "In Tremulant Want is my first foray into the expression of all-consuming sexual desire. The majority of the work is devoted to imitative microtonal melodies that wind around one another in a very restricted registral space, forming a dense contrapuntal texture. A haze of tones emerges, obscuring the individual lines and timbral qualities of the instruments, and creates a gasping, humid atmosphere that is evocative of intense physical intimacy." Well, here to realize this musically for us, again, is the Palomar Ensemble. Madeline Capistran, violin; Allison Berger, cello; Christy Miller, clarinet; Alicia Pote, flute; and Michael Miller on piano. Let's have a listen to In Tremulant Want by Chase Wall, a student at Columbia College.
Thank you.
Beautiful music by Chase Wall, who is a student at Columbia College. You can really hear the microtonal aspect of it as the music kind of shimmers off pitch up and back down again. And I think it's a very convincing piece. Beautiful music, In Tremulant Want, by Chase Wall, a student at Columbia College. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. Today's program is dedicated to the future of Chicago music, as we're calling it. You can find out more information on Facebook or on our website at relevanttones.com. Today's show is dedicated to what I'm calling the future of Chicago music. It is, again, the last Chicago-only broadcast of Relevant Tones as we syndicate internationally. So what we chose to do was to feature young students here in our conservatories because this is a great place to study music. Chicago is becoming well-known for classical music, but I think especially for new music, so we wanted to feature that. I wrote professors at Roosevelt, DePaul, Columbia, and the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University. We got a wonderful response from the students, and we narrowed it down to the pieces that we're hearing today. The piece I want to feature next is by Katrina Zemrak. It's called Many, Many Clementines, and it's scored for what we now call the Perrault Ensemble. Arnold Schoenberg, when he wrote his great piece Perrault Lunaire, scored it for flute, clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. Of course, he had the voice too, but that combination has become known as the Perrault, and a very popular ensemble it is with composers. The piece is called Many, Many Clementines, and she says that the title doesn't have a whole lot to do with the piece, but she thinks, of course, a clementine is a type of orange. So what she thinks of it is the orange is very fruitful, it blossoms, and then it wilts away. And this piece wilts away. It moves through a grotesque waltz to a menacing kind of jumbled tango. So you're definitely going to hear that. And the song is portraying a kind of frustration. It gets more jumbled as it goes along. She says that in life, you have events that get really intense and crazy, and this piece mirrors that. Let's have a listen to the Palomar Ensemble performing Many, Many Clementines by Katrina Zemrak, a student at Columbia College. The composer of that music, Katrina Zemrak, says that it moves from a grotesque waltz to a menacing kind of jumbled tango. And I think I was thinking while I was listening to it that I said that before we heard it, and you probably thought to yourself, oh, I better get ready. But a tuneful jumbled mess, I think it is. I hear what she's talking about as it builds in that frustration. Certainly that last chromaticism at the end there as it spirals downward gradually, but it's still quite pleasant to listen to. like that piece quite a bit. Many, Many Clementines by Katrina Zemrak, who is studying with Ilya Levinson at Columbia College. And in fact, that piece is dedicated to Ilya also. Next up, we have another solo piece. This is a piece for solo cello by DePaul student Martha Cunyas. It is called For the Bow Man. And when I talked with her about the piece, I asked her about the title. She said in a string pedagogy class that she had taken, there was a four-year-old boy with whom all of the prospective teachers got to work. At the end of every lesson, the main teacher of the class brought out a toy frog that you could press a button and the frog would bend over. And I guess the kid really loved it. The teacher called it the Bow Man. And so she thought it was a personification of loving music, this kind of joy, childlike joy with music. And she thought it was an appropriate name for the solo cello piece. The piece is in five movements. We were able to record two of them. This is the cellist Allison Berger from the Palomar Ensemble performing. And I should tell you again that we did record all of this audio for the project, and sometimes we had to go out into the field to get it. So you might hear a couple of little horn honks here and there. You might hear a radiator turn on, but that's all part of the joy of being in the field doing a recording like that. Let's have a listen to two movements of For the Bow Man by Martha Cunyas. We heard two movements there of a solo cello piece called For the Bowman by DePaul University student Martha Cunyas. I like that piece a lot, especially those Bartok pizzicatos. That's where she pulls the string back so far that it hits the fingerboard. Very percussive sounds, very attention-getting sounds, I think. That was recorded on site at Roosevelt University, so we got a chance to actually go out in the field and visit one of the schools directly. Next up is a piece called Willingly by Alex Temple, who is a doctoral student in the composition department at Northwestern University. I asked Alex to send me some bullet points about the piece, and this is what I received. The piece is based on recordings of friends, colleagues, and family saying, "If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly blank, I wouldn't have believed you." Alex says it's an oblique response to Copland's duo, with which it shared a program, and the flute and piano parts are based on the pitches and rhythms already present in the spoken sentences. The idea of little isolated musical fragments was inspired by my interest in sound logos, which I'm writing my dissertation on. Let's have a listen to Palomar performing Willingly. This is Michael Miller on piano, Alicia Pote Kelly, flute. We're going to hear the friends, colleagues, and family of Alex Temple on the accompanying tape part. And just a quick disclaimer that some of what the friends, colleagues, and family are saying is highly personal. They're discussing sensitive topics, but it's all within the artistic framework of the composer's vision of the piece. Let's have a listen. This is Willingly by Alex Temple.
Go swimming 3 times a week.
Eat tofu.
Give up playing golf.
Say no.
Willingly live alone.
Willingly shave my head.
I would willingly put myself through hell.
I would willingly sell my farm of 25 years and move into a retirement community.
That someday I would willingly drive 4 hours just to see a college football game.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly believe in any kind of God.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly listen to country music.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly undergo a colonoscopy, I wouldn't have believed you.
Believed you.
Believed you.
Believed you.
you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly say to a close friend, maybe it's that you're not much to look at, but you're good in the sack. I wouldn't have believed you. Believed you.
Do. If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly get shot in the face with lasers, I wouldn't have believed you.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly say out loud, Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, I wouldn't have believed you.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly have signed up for a date site called Senior People Meet Senior, I wouldn't have believed you.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly walk into an abortion clinic, I wouldn't have believed you.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly take a knife to my own wrists, I wouldn't have believed you.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly forgive the man who raped me, I would not have.
If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I'd willingly say no,
I would.
The title of that piece becomes more provocative, I think, when you hear what the friends, colleagues, and family of the composer are saying on the tape piece. If you had told me 10 years ago that someday I would willingly blank, I wouldn't have believed you. highly personal, very sensitive, sometimes even difficult to hear what happened to these people and what they've been through. A very provocative piece by Alex Temple. I think it's absolutely fabulous music. Alex is a composition student at Northwestern University. I should mention that that piece by Alex was a previous part of the Fresh Ink Festival, which is Fifth House Ensemble's annual festival of contemporary music. A really wonderful event. A lot of great music comes out of that event, is written for it, and comes out of it. So I thought it might be fun for the last piece on the program today to feature John Dorhauer. This is from the Fresh Ink Festival, 2013. John is a trumpet player, a composer, a multi-talented guy. Certainly falls within the future of Chicago music. I think he's going to go on to do really great things. The piece is called Puzzle Lunch Tulips Cheeseburger, which I love that title. On his website, he actually says Puzzle Lunch Tulips Cheeseburger and Other Non Sequiturs, so kind of tongue-in-cheek there. This is the Fifth House Ensemble performing. We're going to hear Jason Page, clarinet, Andy Hall, sax, Timothy Steves, violin, Jacobson Woolen, cello, Yanni Parsons, piano, and Chris Sees, percussion. The piece again, Puzzle Lunch Tulips Cheeseburger by John Dorhauer.
Thank you.
piece with a fun title, Puzzle Lunch Tulips Cheeseburger by John Dorhauer. I think you can definitely hear the jazz influence there again. John runs a group called the Heisenberg Uncertainty Players, a wonderful title. So he's got a way with titles, doesn't he? Heisenberg Uncertainty Players is a jazz ensemble here in town, but John's also a very talented composer, and that piece was part of Fifth House Ensemble's Fresh Ink Festival. We heard the Fifth House Ensemble performing. Well, here we are at the end of the last Chicago-only broadcast of Relevant Tones, a huge milestone for the show here. Starting next month, we will be picked up in New Zealand, all over the United States, parts of Canada. It's an incredible opportunity to bring contemporary music to so many people, and we absolutely could not have done it without your support, you the listener. Thank you so much. From everyone here at Relevant Tones, the production staff, to myself, the host, we thank you so much for supporting the show and listening, and we look forward to bringing you even more global content starting in 2014. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders at WFMT, with special thanks to Steve Robinson and Tony Macaluso. This series is made possible by the generous support of Grosvenor Capital Management, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, an anonymous donor, and the listener supporters of WFMT. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.